Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember. Almost 400 years ago, three British ships, loaded with passengers and supplies, sailed across the Atlantic Ocean. The passengers settled on the edge of the James River in 1607. They immediately began building what was to become England's first permanent settlement in America. Today, Sarah Long and I tell the story of Jamestown, Virginia.
Like the first colonists on Jamestown Island, people today arrive by car. As they drive up, visitors can either stop at the Jamestown settlement, or they can see the very place where the colonists first settled on Jamestown Island. The Jamestown settlement is a recreated version of the colony and a nearby Powhatan Indian village. Visitors can see what life was like in the colony almost 400 years ago. The people who work at the settlement speak English the way people did in the 17th century. They also wear clothes from that time period and fire musket guns from colonial days. Visitors can see the kind of food the settlers ate, the games they played, and the way they lived. There are also recreated versions of the ships that carried the colonists to Jamestown Island. The ships were called the Susan Constant, Godspeed, and Discovery.
Jamestown Settlement was built by the state of Virginia in 1957 to celebrate the 350th anniversary of the former colony. The goal was to bring more visitors to the area. This is because the true place where the settlers landed on Jamestown Island offered visitors little to see. Today, however, this has changed. Historians, archaeologists, and research experts are now working to uncover the remains of the old colony. The United States National Parks Service and a Virginia historical organization jointly run Jamestown Island. The two groups work together to provide visitors with a full understanding of the historical value of the land and the remains that are being discovered there.
For example, several months after arriving in America in 1607, the colonists built a three-sided structure, or fort, along the edge of the island. Some of the remains of that fort still exist today. However, for years, researchers believed the fort had worn away into the James River. People visiting Jamestown Island will see a huge archaeological project. Guides answer questions about the discoveries being made. Several hundred thousand historical objects have already been recovered from the colony, including the remains of an early settler. Visitors can see many of these historic objects at the visitor center at the entrance to Jamestown.
The first few years of life in the Jamestown colony were extremely difficult. The colonists suffered from lack of food and diseases. They clashed with the Native American Indians who lived there. The winter of 1609 was one of the worst periods in the colony's history. It was called the Starving Time because everyone went hungry. Almost 90% of the colonists died that year. Weapons and valuable farming tools were traded to the Indians for small amounts of food. Wood from people's homes was burned for heat. There were no crops and no hope. To mark this difficult time, a memorial cross was built on the eastern coast of Jamestown Island. It honors some of the 300 burial places dug by the settlers during the starving time. Queen Elizabeth of England attended the observance in Jamestown in 1957 when the memorial cross was raised.
Jamestown is divided into two areas, Old Town and New Town. The new area of the settlement was built in 1620. This is when the colonists had become economically secure through the trade of smoking tobacco. Many settlers built homes in the New Town area. Visitors can still see parts of these buildings, including the ruins of the Ambler Mansion. This was a two-floor home built in the mid-1700s. It is one of the oldest standing structures at Jamestown.
Another historic building on Jamestown Island is the old colonial church. A wood version of this church was first built in 1617. Years later, in 1639, a stone church was built in its place. Jamestown Church has great historical value. The first representative legislature in America met here in 1619. During this meeting, a plan of self-government was established for all future American colonies.
People can also visit the old colonial tower next to Jamestown Church. This tall building was added to the church in 1647. Traditionally, builders of 17th century English churches added the bell tower after the church was finished. At one time, the old colonial tower stood 14 meters high and had two upper floors. Six small windows were on the top floor. Those openings permitted light to enter the upper room. They also let the sound of the church bell be heard across the colony.
Near the historic old church tower is a statue of the Indian woman Pocahontas. She was the daughter of Chief Powhatan. She married English colonist John Rolfe in 1614. This marriage began an 8-year period of peace between the settlers and the Powhatan Indians. Jamestown used this peaceful time to develop and grow a new crop, tobacco. With the help of Pocahontas, tobacco for smoking became as valuable as gold. By 1619, the colony had exported more than 9,000 kilograms of tobacco to Europe.
Near the statue of Pocahontas is the Tercentenary Monument. This tall memorial stands 31 meters high. It was built in 1907 to mark the 300th anniversary of Jamestown. The monument is made of smooth white stone. Tercentenary Monument is a place where visitors gather before a Jamestown guide leads them on a walk around the former colony. For visitors who want to drive around the island, there is a 4 or 8 kilometer road that circles Jamestown. The drive provides visitors with a look at the natural environment first discovered by the settlers. Signs along the drive tell about the early industries and agricultural traditions of the colonists. Down the road from Jamestown is a stone building known as the Glass House. Local artists work here every day. They demonstrate for visitors how the Jamestown settlers made glass products. Glass blowing was one of the early industries started by the English colonists in Virginia.
Nearly 100 years after Jamestown was settled, a rebellion led by colonist Nathaniel Bacon burned the settlement to the ground. The colony fell into ruin in 1699 when the capital of Virginia moved to Williamsburg. Jamestown never became the great city its first settlers imagined. But it did allow England to establish a permanent presence in North America. Jamestown, America's first colony, started a culture that would shape this country forever. In 2007, Jamestown will celebrate its 400th anniversary. State and federal officials are planning special events. They want Jamestown to be remembered as the place where America's government, economy, and culture were born.
This program was written by Jill Moss. It was produced by Katie Weaver. Our studio engineer was Mick Shaw. I'm Sarah Long.
And I'm Steve Ember. Join us again next week for another report about life in the United States on the VOA Special English Program, This is America.